Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
I want you to welcome all of our campuses today. Come on, give it up here in Florida right now for Weldon. Sunset, you got to do better than that. I'm going to go home. I know St. Louis is responding to this today as we're so excited. You just saw at every campus that video. So proud of our team who did their own version of Black History Month, and they just did it incredible. If you think about the lighting and the videos and the songwriters, one more time, give it up for them because they worked so hard. It's phenomenal. I like the last service of the day, and part of the reason why is because I could kind of take my time getting this revelation and information into your heart. And today I want to talk about opening the windows of heaven. And last week we talked about that. We talked about out of Malachi 3:10. In fact, let's just go there to set the base if you weren't here. It says, bring the full tithe to the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Thereby put me to the test, the only place God says test me, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you cannot contain. This, by the way, is not hooked up to that. If somebody wants to work on hooking this up to that, that'd be great. Open up the windows of heaven. Everybody shout, open up the windows of heaven. When you open up the windows of heaven, it does not mean that anything is coming out the window. And I want to talk to you today on how to get what God has promised you out of those windows, especially in the area of money. A lot of people today at maybe Ferguson, Florissant, Earth City, Sunset, some people got a lot of money, some people don't have any money. And my goal today is to try to get from this system called God's system the resources that you need to change your life forever. In fact, one of the things I talk about is how to be at the right place at the right time. Everybody shout that like you had breakfast. I'm at the right place at the right time. Years ago, quick story, in St. Louis, they'll know about it. There was a place called Eureka, Missouri, and this window reminds me of that because I got all new windows at the end of this deal. My dad had told me, he said, you know, I was driving down the road the other day. He was a Holy Ghost man. He was my pastor as well as my daddy. And he said, I drove down this street in Eureka, and I saw this house for sale and just came up on the inside of me. By the way, I'm dripping culture right now. He said, it came up on the inside of me that you're supposed to buy that house. And so I went out and looked. It was a little further than I wanted to be. But he spoke to me again, and he said, son, I'm just telling you, I feel like everything is about to fall into place. And so I bought it, did an okay job on buying it financially. And then months later, this house was like, if you ever seen those 70-looking houses, it was kind of a 70s look with the 70s windows, and then the carport was connected into the roof, and then there was a garage. Well, in the middle of the night, I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden I heard, just the most horrible sound you've ever seen in your life. And the snow load in St. Louis, Florida doesn't know about this, but about 12 inches of snow, it came overnight, and it was too much weight on that carport, and it lifted up the whole roof where I was sleeping, and snow started blowing in. How many of y'all know that's a bad day? And I called my dad in the middle of the night. I said, Dad, look what just happened. He ran down in his truck, and he looked, and he said, son, I told you everything was going to fall into place. And I said, what do you mean? Because I was only about 20 years old. He said, the insurance money is going to, they're going to take care of everything. You're about to get new windows. You're about to get a new roof, everything. So they came out. I only paid about $100,000 for the house. The insurance money, they had to spend about $100,000 making everything brand new. They allowed the architects to change the roof design. So now the house looked bigger. It had a cupola. And I'm just here to tell you that that was God opening up the windows of heaven. I was at the right place at the right time. Sold that house. Bought another piece of property for a couple hundred thousand. Sold it for $500,000. Bought another property for $165,000. Sold it for $1,000,000. I'm just here to tell you that you want to live under the open windows of heaven. Can I get an amen on that? So let's look at this. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, it said, the Lord will open to you the good treasure of heaven to give you rain in your land in its season and all the works of your hands. And check this out. You will lend to nations and shall not borrow. Ferguson, Florissant, Earth City, shout that with me loud and strong. I shall not borrow. Shout it again. Shall not borrow. Again, I feel it in Florida. Come on now. I shall not borrow. I want you to get out of that thought process of borrowing, and I want you to get in the lending business. The lending business. It says here that if the tithe opens up the window, what comes out of the window is determined by the seed that you sow. Now you lend. You say, well, how would I lend to nations? We do it all the time. If you get enough money in the bank, God blesses you. You take that money on deposit, and they lend money off of your money. You're not supposed to live from paycheck to paycheck. I hope I get the loan. My credit was destroyed. Listen, over the next 5 years, there's going to be grace and favor hit not everybody, not the five fools, but the five wise virgins that say, you know what? God's anointing is on my life. He's about to put his super on my natural. And like my dad told me, everything is going to fall into place. And I prophesy to you today in St. Louis, all around the world, that everything is about to fall into place exactly as God said he was going to do it. But you have got to get yourself in a position. Go ahead, give God praise today to receive it. Everybody shout, I receive it. Shout it again. What? I know this is the last service, but this is the funky monkey service. Where we get a little crazy. Shout, I receive it. Oh, yeah. Now, that's in Malachi. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 19. Check this out. The captain had answered the man of God, if the Lord himself should make windows in heaven, this thing couldn't be happening to us. He said, you'll see it with your eyes, but you will not eat it. What is going on here, if you read this whole passage, and I suggest you do in 2 Kings 7, somebody ought to write that down or read it later. There's a great famine, a pandemic, a financial setback, a rhythm that now they're down, and it doesn't look like anything is going to change. In fact, a donkey's head is going for a crazy amount of money. How many of y'all know it's bad when people are into eating donkey's heads? This isn't good. Some of y'all act like it's a delicacy here. How many have never ate the head of a donkey? I just want to see the hands, just to make sure I'm not in a weird spot. So they're in a bad spot. Some of them are, it's so bad they're eating their own children. Cannibalism is happening. And so the man of God says, tomorrow about this time, it's about to change. He said, well, if God himself opened the windows of heaven, that couldn't happen. He said, you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat it. I'm telling you that a lot of people are going to be duped by this system of recession, economic repression, closing businesses. All these bad things are going to happen in this system, but we are not technically a part of this system. This is where God is getting ready to open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing that you can't contain it, but it's not going to happen for the five foolish. It's only going to happen for the five wise. Y'all tracking with me right now? So you can gripe and complain all you want. Wish I had a nice house. Wish I was able to feed the poor. Wish I could start, you know, a sex trafficking rescue program like other people do. Why not? Well, if you're just worried about what's happening in your world and you're a needer and not a need meter, then you'll never ever be blessed with it. I want you to write that down, whether you're a needer or a need meter. I need. I owe, so off to work I go. My name is Jimmy. I'll take all you can give me. No, I don't want you to have that beggar mentality anymore. I want you to start saying, in the morning when you wake up, I'm blessed, I'm favored, I'm anointed, I'm qualified. I'm always at the right place at the right time. Good things are about to happen to me. Things are about to fall into place in my life. I'm under an open heaven, and God is getting ready to use me as a billboard of God's goodness. That's what you ought to be thinking. Instead of thinking broke, repressed, downtrodden, God wants you blessed. Everybody shout that with me. God wants me blessed. Now, at our city right now, before we got that campus, $21 million campus, we had a little building fund, and it didn't have near the money that it would need to buy that building. In fact, the taxes on that building, every day, the tax man gets almost $1,000 every day. So that's $365,000 a day for taxes just on the building. So just that alone, because we had to pay that for like 9 or 10 months till it got off the tax rolls. In fact, now they're working laws to put it back on. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this. I say, you know, we live by our giving not by your financial breaks toward tax deductions. So taxes, if necessary, because we are so blessed, we'll pay the taxes and say what we want to say. Can I get an amen on that? We're not going to bow to the government and do what they say to do because the government is not our king. In fact, we are not supposed to worship big government. God is your source. Israel wanted a king and they got a king, but they got what they wanted, but they didn't like what they got. So you have to have that spirit of cockiness of independence that you can see on your pastor right now. When that was happening, we didn't have enough to pull the thing off. So if it's not enough to meet your need, you make it your seed. I'm going to shout it again. If it's not enough to meet your need, you make it your seed. So again, the window's open. God said, hey, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. But he's saying, what are you going to have coming out of that window? Well, nothing's going to come out of that window if you didn't deposit anything into that window. So if you deposit it in, God said he would bless you back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God's different than Cocoa Krispies. Anybody ever got a box of cereal? Come on, raise your hand if you got a box of cereal and you opened up the cereal and it was a big box, but when you opened up, you're like, we've been robbed. There's only 25% of the stuff that's in there. Ashton, the other day, we had a big bag of chips. It was a huge party bag of chips. And then she opened it up and the air went away and she folded it down and she said, I just want everybody to know, I didn't eat this bag. This is how much is here right now, which was very smart of her. She's like her dad. Come on, somebody say amen. Said, muy inteligente. Show everybody how much chip in the chipper before you actually eat the chips and get accused of eating too many chips. Well, God said, when he blesses you, he goes, all right, let's fill the box up. Let it go to the store. Let it get shipped through Amazon. Let it go, and then it's shaken down. And then God looks in before he gives it to you and says, fill it up again. And shake it down, press it down, shake it down. Anybody ever done that to a trash can? You're like, the trash looks like it needs to be taken out. Let's try this again. Anybody ever taken out the trash up in the house? All the moms should say amen, right? So you look and you go, that's not ready to go out yet. I'm going to press it down. Then I can put more in it. And then press it down. This is exactly what God does. He is looking to and fro in 2021, 22, 23, 24, 25 for people who say, God, I'm going to not only live out of the open windows of heaven, but I'm going to deposit things in it so that you're able to bless me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In fact, I'll have so much harvest, I won't even know what to do. You say, God, I'm living, and I got all my debt paid. I got my business debt paid. What do you think I ought to do with all this money? Let me pause and tell you. The reason why God blessed you, and this is where most people fail, God blesses them, and then they go, oh, this is my money. This ain't your money. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When God looked at the whole garden, and he saw that it was there, and it was all good, he said that they were there to steward it. So, you know, you think, well, I want to give God 10% of my money, and then I'm going to give an offering of 10% or 20%. No, this is, first of all, not your money. Let me back up and slow this down for you. A moment ago, I preached at our West Palm Beach campus, and there's a very, very wealthy man there, and he's in what they call the financial management business. In other words, you don't give him your money. You allow him to manage and handle your money. You didn't just give the money to them. You say, you are a money manager. And so his job is to take the money that is yours and to manage it, care for it, multiply it, and make it more. You're a bad money manager when you lose the person's money. He should talk about the five talents right now. He said there was a guy who had one talent, two talent, three talent, four talent, five talent, and God took from the joker who only had one because he was a foolish man. He said, I only got one job and only got $1,000, and so I knew that you were a hard man, God, so I was going to take what you gave me and I was going to hide it, and God called that wicked. He said, you wicked, twisted servant. Should not you have at least taken that money and put it into an interest-bearing account so at least I would get benefit from that? Are you all tracking with me right now? So God is looking at us in the kingdom world saying, are you a person who is going to have an open window but never ever sow an offering so nothing comes out of it. Or if you're the next joker who says, my goodness, I gave and look what all God blessed me with, and now I can't possibly bless God with this much, what you do is you cap off at a window instead of the windows plural. Windows plural. God's got more than one window. He's got open up the windows of heaven. In other words, multiple streams of income can be so blessed and you can be so anointed that you are no longer a needer, but you're a need meter. At our city right now, all if you were to leave that auditorium, you know, it's right now to your left, and go to your left, you would see a massive guest of warehouse. And in the massive warehouse, there's thousands of pounds of food. If you're at Sunset Hills and you would go to your right, you would see the same thing. Oh, how is that possible? How do we have a guy who had no food now has so much food that I couldn't possibly eat all the food, and now we're so blessed with money that I know what it feels like to not have food, so no longer am I a needer. I have built a system that is a need meter. It's like the Joseph principle. Now God blessed Joseph so he could take care of the people that can't take care of themselves. Who am I preaching to today right now? I'm saying dream big, prophesy big, and know that you're living under an open heaven and you'll never be broke another day in your life. That everything your hand touches turns to good. That everything is about to fall into place for you, but it just doesn't happen unless you're willing and obedient. Shout that with me. Willing and obedient. Shout it again. What? Not enough just to be willing. I'm willing. No, you have to be obedient. This will change your life forever. Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you. What do you have to do? You have to give and then it's given to you. And God said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your lap. For with the measure that you use it, it will be measured to you again into your lap. Expect deals just to fall into your lap. There are some guys at our church that they were very faithful. One guy at our church, he's very faithful, and he started a little landscaping business. And he was a tither, and he was a giver. And God blessed them a little here, a little there. They did good. Bought a house, did well. Then he didn't just do grass cutting. He got in the landscaping business, so they're putting in tie walls and they're doing things and got bobcats and gear and equipment, did it a little bit better. But he was real faithful to not only be a tither and tithe off his business, but Ryan was real faithful to say, I'm also going to have money on direct deposit. And he actually looked at Faith Church as a mutual fund that he would give to this, and instead of giving to the church, we give through the church, and then we vet all these different organizations. And so when you give here every week, you're helping all these different organizations because this church tithes. Well, during COVID, he and another guy were friends. But then this third party, they all go to our church. This guy didn't know a lot of people at our church. And so I told him and his wife, come to this. We had a wedding with the Burtis house out in Eureka. And I said, why don't you go with us to this wedding and I'll introduce you to people. His wife told us this last week. She said, I felt so weird. Felt like I was a wedding crasher. Felt like, why am I here? But you guys were very nice and you connected us to these people that go to the church. And they like I said, he was just in the landscaping business. Just did some cool things. But then they developed a relationship. This again where small groups kind of kick in. They start talking. One guy at a church has an idea. This dude has the ability to market, and this guy has the ability to make it. And then all of a sudden, during COVID, in 1 year, they all became multimillionaires in 1 year. I want to slow it down for you. In 12 months, legally, they all became multimillionaires in 1 year. That's just one story. I could tell you 100 stories because I never prayed, God, send me millionaires, because most millionaires are dingbats. Just because people have money doesn't mean they're not crazy. I figured that out. Like, I got a lot of money, and I'm a philanthropist. And so I have this charity. What do they call that thing, Nicole? Foundation. That's what they all have. I have a foundation, and it has my name on the foundation. And this foundation is where I give all my money to make a hospital to make my name great. because how great I am, how great. And I didn't want that because I think it's nice when people build hospitals, but the Bible needs some kingdom builders to build a church where suicidal people can get free, where marriages can stay together. Turn him up, son. Where God can do everything he wants to do, and that only happens when people have a right relationship with money. But if you got a wrong relationship with money, you'll never get it. So, and I'm around people all the time that are a bunch of philanthropists. A guy was, I won't go there, but with many of them this week, sitting on a $100 million yacht, and you have never given any money to God. So your money that you gave away never made record in heaven. It only made records in earth. The church is the only thing that you can invest in where God says when you give for the kingdom's sake, you get back good measure, you just read it, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So here's my point. I decided that I wasn't going to pray for millionaires to come to the church, that I was going to ask God to open up the windows of heaven and raise millionaires out of our church. And I stand by my plan. I like the plan. The plan's been fun for it to watch. And the fun has been that those people have been so blessed that once God blessed them, they knew this wasn't my doing. This wasn't my education. God broke the back of that poverty mentality off of my life. He opened up the windows of heaven and he increased me more and more. And I prophesy to you right now in St. Louis. I prophesy to you wherever you're watching. If you'll get a hold of what I'm saying right now, it will change you into another mindset and you won't be thinking, I owe, so off to work I go. I need to get 10% raise. No, you need to get 1,000% raise. So manage, it got quiet. Let me slow down because it's quiet in Florida. I'm assuming maybe you all sitting there too, like, I love to get 10%. If I could get a 10%. You've been trained since you were a little kid to go to kindergarten and stay there all day. Then they put you in school and set you there. And then they said, working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taken and no give. No, you've been programmed wrong. You are blessed of God to be an entrepreneur and own your own business and provide compensation for people that can't provide it for themselves. So get under that window. Learn these principles, for God is not a man that he should lie. He said, I'll bless you coming in. I'll bless you coming out. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake, and you'll be at the right place at the right time, and things are going to fall into your lap. You just went to a wedding, met somebody, and millions of dollars fell into your lap. Give God praise for about 10 seconds. Come on, praise it. Somebody's breaking the power of debt in your life. I don't want you broke. I've been broke. It ain't no fun being broke. Can't tip waiters $100 at Denny's being broke. None because they need it too. So miserable. Enjoy your life. Break that back. A poverty manna mentality in your life. Right place at the right time. If God sees you as a thief, his word for you, Google it, it says, let him that stole steal no more. But if a man reciprocates to God, then God uses him. You're sitting at Sunset Hills right now. That's a $37 million church. How'd that happen? What I'm telling you right now. How does all this stuff happen? God, I wasn't perfect. Nicole wasn't perfect. But we said, God, if you'll bless our business, we will use our money to establish your kingdom. So Earth City didn't have the money to buy that building. Me and Nicole, when we went to, move back in, we sold everything we owned to help build that church. But then people get mad. I can't believe that preacher's got money. Can't believe you got a nice house. You better bet your bottom dollar I live in a good house. And I'm not ashamed to live in a good house. If you Google it, it says, TV preacher lives in million-dollar home. No, businessman bought million-dollar home and built church. Because I'm a kingdom person, and we're the biggest givers in the church. Always have been. Hopefully it won't always be, but I want you to learn how to get into this cycle so you can own apartment complexes like we do. So you can just be at the right place at the right time. And it starts out slow. This illustration came up And I point this out to you. While I'm preaching, my brain's going, but the Holy Ghost is speaking to my spirit and it's coming out my mouth. Anybody today feel like this word is for you? Raise your hand. At all campuses, feel like it's your word. Raise your hand. Okay. And I'm glad I'm here. By the way, I'm in a little chapel right now. If you're watching in those big auditoriums, I'm in a chapel that seats about 120 people. And there's a little other room that seats about 120 people. And this building was a gift. Somebody just gave us this church building. What? Why did somebody give me a church? Well, guess what? Me and Nicole sewed money out of our account to help other people build their church. And now people are giving us churches. And I also want to warn you, more people who don't know what to do with church, now that COVID has shut down churches, they're going to give us more churches. And so I need more kingdom people to say, well, they don't know what they're doing. And we're going to have to hire good worship people. And we're going to need money. And that church didn't know what they were doing. And nobody gave. They just stole all the time. So they're under a curse. So we need more money because we don't need less churches and more bars. God, I ask you to hear it right now that they did not participate in this message whatsoever. We got too many strip clubs, too many bars, too many casinos. We need more churches, less bars. More churches, less strip clubs. Say amen to that right now. You are the answer for the end time harvest that God has. God said, I'm coming back for a week, emaciated loser church. I'm coming back, he said, after a bunch of people afraid of COVID with a mask on, waiting for their vaccine. Oh, God. No, he said, I'm coming back for a glorious, spotless church. And he said, when I come, there will be five that have their wicks trimmed, five that aren't ready, five that have oil. Oil also in the law of first mention is money. They're going to have money. They're loaded. They're blessed. They're powerful. And other people over here, God loves them, but somebody's got to feed them. And so you are the one who has to tap in to this system of operation called the kingdom laws and not this world's system, because this system is failing. The federal government is failing. I have so many things running through my brain, and I'm screaming at myself, going, don't say those things. So give me just a minute not to talk about those things. Joshua 5, verse 12. Yeah, thank you, Lord. He reminded me to tell you that story. Joshua 5, 12, you put it on the screen. We'll look at it in a minute. Being around Holy Ghost people will make you look smart. Going to a Holy Ghost church will give you an unfair advantage. Unfair advantage. Ashley, come here 1 second. It's an unfair advantage that she actually has because she was born into the household of crank. It's an unfair advantage that she got her mom's looks. She's just so beautiful. It's an unfair advantage that multiple recording people contact me every week trying to get her to sing. And because we helped raise Katy Perry at our house, I go, hey, listen, I know which way this goes. And Ashton, God saves his best for the church and he gives the rest to the world. It's an unfair advantage that her dad has to see who she's going to date, whether I approve it or not. Come on, somebody ought to help me. It's an unfair advantage. But you have an unfair advantage having a spiritual father that has the moxie to preach about money when every other preacher is afraid to talk about money. You ought to say amen and start screaming when I talk about money. If you're waking up at 7 a.m. to an alarm clock, busted, broken, disgusted, you need to learn what I'm talking about right now, because I know what I'm talking about when it comes to kingdom money. So I'm driving down the road. By the way, this is why I like this service. I'm 1 minute and 40 seconds at a regular service. I would have to cancel right now. Next week, I'll have to stop and run to Sunset Hills and then back to our city and Sunset Hills and our city. This streaming thing works out great because you listen slow, so I need to give you information a little bit quicker and a little more of it. St. Clair, Missouri, there's a place called Lewis Cafe. We owned a bunch of property out there. We flipped a lot of houses, made hundreds and 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 hundreds of thousands of dollars flipping properties. And one day I was just enjoying my life. I was not a pastor. My wife was in business. I was in business. I did worship for my daddy. Loved him, helped him all I could. He had a little church of 180 people. And I was just driving to breakfast one day, and I heard inside here, turn down that street. I'm going to breakfast. Turn down that street. Turn down that street. And there's nothing going on. few days later, I drive down that street and I heard, turn down that street, nothing going on. A few days later, went to breakfast again because this is a good breakfast. If you've never been to Lewis Cafe in St. Clair, Missouri, you ought to go. It's unbelievable. This time when I pulled down the street, there was a person putting a for sale sign in the window in this little town of St. Clair. You could probably buy the whole town for $20 million. Okay, so this house, I stopped. Excuse me, is that for sale? She said, well, that's what it says. She said, I said, what's going on? She said, well, my dad's dying, but he's not dead yet, but he'll be dead any day, and he's demanding that we quick sale all the rental properties that he has because he doesn't want our family ripped apart when it's all done. Anybody ever seen that happen? Ripped apart financially, so he's going to deal with all the money while he's still awake. So I bought that. I said, well, how much is the house? She told me how much the house was, and I thought, man, so obviously this is a steal of a deal. And I bought it. Now, here's what has to happen. Because of a quick sale, there was a lot of people who wanted to buy it, but I don't know if you've heard of the golden rule, but he with the gold makes the rules. So I said, we don't have to have an inspection. We don't have to have a bank. We don't have to have an appraisal. This is an unbelievable wealth exchange into our family's life. So we had the money in the bank. Why? Because the windows of heaven had been open and we were lenders and not borrowers. I'm going to shout it again. We were lenders and not borrowers. I didn't have to go to the bank and say, bank, will you please give me some money? Well, we're going to inspect it. Will you please give me some money? Oh, we're going to run you through some hoops. No, you got to move quick. Deals pass fast. You've heard the term, it takes money to make money. Well, your father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and he's trying to get money and resources into your hands right now. But many times people hang on to what they have and they say, I'm going to save my way out of debt. You don't save your way out of debt. You sow your way out of debt. Even in business, money needs to move. It's called currency because it has to move. So we were able to move quick, bought it. Within 2 months, you know, we did some little modifications, you know. I think all old homes look better with new landscaping. So tear it out, put new landscaping in, mulch it. We just did some cosmetic things and made a ton of money. Wish that happened to me. Well, back up to a guy that was living in a trailer who doesn't have a high school education, but the blessing of the Lord and the wisdom of God maketh rich and adds no sorrow with it. That means you get the money, but you get to enjoy it. I'm getting ready to go to lunch with my grandson and tell him he's anointed. When I die someday, he's going to cry, oh, I love that old man. Oh, this is the way I see it. Oh, it's crazy about that man. And then he's going to say, how much money he leave me? Because the Bible said we're supposed to leave an inheritance, spiritual inheritance, financial inheritance, wisdom inheritance to my children and to my children's children. But if you just show up to the world's education to tell you there is no God, all you're going to come out with is stupidity and student loans. But if you can ever get a hold of kingdom principles and realize that heaven has been opened to you and what you put in comes out, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, then you will become an investor in the kingdom of God. That's what I did, and that's what you can do. Give God praise today. Come on, give him praise. Shout it, I'll never be broke another day of my life. I didn't say, I'll never be broke another day of my life. Shout it like you mean it. Shout, I'll never be broke another day of my life. Money's attracted to me. I'm always at the right place at the right time. In Jesus' name. Last verse, Joshua 5, verse 12. It says, and then no more manna. The manna stopped as soon as they started eating the food grown in the land. There was no more manna for the people of Israel. That year they ate from the crops of Canaan. No more manna. Everybody shout, no more manna. Nobody plugging anything in right now. No, shout it again, no more manna. Now listen, as I close, no more manna. The children of Israel, they had manna coming to them every day. It was dropped out of the sky 3 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they had manna. Manna, by the way, means what is this? So how many of y'all know? It certainly was not filet mignon, or they would have known. This is some kind of Bobo government cheese dropped down out of heaven, and it was never, ever intended for them to live on. This was a miracle. The just shall live by faith. it does not say the just shall live by miracles. Now, miracles are nice, but they are not where you want to be in life. You want to live by faith. Everybody shout, live by faith. You know, by principles. And so now, all of a sudden, they get to the new town, and they realize that no longer is the manna flowing, and they ate from this crop. Because God was trying to get them off of, listen to me now, manna mentality. He was breaking their manna mentality, and so he stopped when they got to the promised land that would produce. I'm going to shout it again. It stopped when they got to the promised land that would produce. In 21, 22, 23, and 24, this government has been working systems to constrain and squeeze off what we call free enterprise. They are killing small businesses. How many of y'all, even if you're blind as a bat, you can see that right now? I'm going to try that again because some of you don't seem to get it. If the only thing left is the people that deliver the food, and the only thing left is the big box warehouses, and the only thing left is the people that are doing deals in back rooms to where Amazon is good and Costco is good and these are good, these are big deals that are happening, and it stops off what we call this thing called free enterprise. It's the opposite of communism. So as you see these things shut down and the government says, we will send you a check. We will provide for you. Vote for me and we will be your king. Vote for me and we will heal you of the thing we put on you. Listen to me and wear a mask so it really ticks you off. In fact, wear a double mask, even though Fauci and Wachi and Chachi said it didn't work, but now they say it does work. So I think maybe at some point, I'm preaching right now, these are some of the things that I didn't want to say, but I preached too long, and apparently it's all coming out. I'm here to tell you that the government is liars, and they've been liars, and they lie to you. But God said, I am a man that I shall not lie, and I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to be your supplier. He said, my God, God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. With long life, he would satisfy you and show you his salvation. His healthcare system looks like this. He sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all ALL. That means COVID-19, 21, COVID-23, COVID-24, COVID-25. All sickness and disease is under your feet because God said when you tithe, he rebukes the devourer for your sake. Give God praise today. I don't want patty caking right now. I want you to give God some praise. The one that died for you. Get your faith up. Get your expectancy up. No more manna. Stand up with me. Giants are about to fall. I want you to make some powerful confessions right now. Shout, I believe my best days and my blessed days, they're out ahead of me. I believe I receive good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Money is looking for me. Resources are looking for me. I decree and declare I'll never be broke another day of my life. Now, as I wrap this up in this last service, if you're looking for a regular, nice, kind little church with a nice little politically correct, formally trained to do church as if it were in 1990, then this is not it. This is a very cutting edge, out a little ahead of culture, calling things that even though I feel you sometimes go, I don't know that I believe that, you'll look back and say, you know what? The sucker was right. He sure was right. I wonder what else he was right about, because you're sitting under a prophetic gifting. Now, here's where it kicks in for you. If you go to this church and you grow, there's going to be five at the church, five wise, five foolish. Almost need some shirt made to say, I'm the five fool. There'll be like 50% of our church. You got the five wise shirt on and you're like, you're calling things that be not as though they were, that's for sure. You don't go to Grow Track. You don't serve. You come every third Sunday and you're like, God bless me. And he's like, I would like to, but you're like a little kid trying to get your hair cut. Don't blame the barber, you, or the one, maybe some of you cutting your own hair. Anybody ever seen a little kid? You're like, he obviously cut his own hair. Will you be honest and tell me if you have cut your own hair as a child? Raise your hand. Who are you? Cut your hair. I knew it. I knew it, Dorian. Let's save that for a trained professional. So I want to, as we close right now, at all our campuses, this late service right now, God's depositing something in you at Sunset, in you at Ferguson, in you at Earth City. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Nobody looking around. I want you to put out your hands, kind of flip them as if somebody was about to put something in them. And I want you, for the first time maybe in your life, with faith, because faith begins where the will of God is known. You just heard a message full of faith about giving, which on the reciprocal side is receiving. I'm going to pray over you as you look at your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, at all of our campuses today, online as well, God, people have their hands in obedience saying, God, here I am. My hands are open towards you. God, bless the work of my hands. God, these hands will not get sticky. And these hands aren't just tithing hands. These are investing hands. These hands will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They'll type all the right emails. They'll send all the right text. These hands are authorized dealers of prosperity. God, I think that every one of our campuses are paid off and in full. I believe that people at our church, I hear this by the Holy Ghost, people are going to start coming to me and go, Pastor David, our business is out of debt. We're out of debt. And I don't like it. I can't sleep at night knowing the church still owes about $9 million. Can I take a $1 million bite of that? Just let me have a bite of that. Somebody else will come and say, can I take a $500,000 bite of that? And we'll wake up and all the churches that are God's houses will be paid off in a quick work fashion. And then God will reciprocate it back to you into what your business needs, what your family needs, and not one person in your family will go to hell. They'll be blessed, favored, anointed, challenged, qualified because you're good.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.